The Blue Jays win in 4 sets over Dickinson, and we take a look at what's upcoming in your sports broadcast schedule for this weekend. I'm Jaron Matheny with the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. The number 4 Jamestown volleyball team improved to 15-2 on the year on Thursday night with a 4-set victory over visiting Dickinson. Set scores were 25-19, 25-15, 19-25, and then 25-22. Jamestown relied on seniors Bernadette Newman and Haley Hawkinson in the opening set to jump in front 1-0. Newman and Hawkinson combined for 9 kills during set 1. In the second set, sophomore Edie Hagerly recorded 6 service aces as Jamestown cruised to a 2-0 advantage. Dickinson led for the majority of the third set and pushed Jamestown to a 4th match point in set 4 before surrendering their 9th loss of the season. McKenna Nold picked up the match-ending kill for the Blue Jays, her 8th of the evening. Newman led the way for Jamestown with 19 kills on the night, and Haley Hawkinson tallied 14. The Blue Jays improved to 15-2 overall and 8-2 in the West region. They're going to have 3 consecutive matches at home over the course of the next week. Jamestown hosts Watford City on Saturday before taking on Legacy and Mandan next Tuesday and Thursday. Here's a look at what's upcoming in your local sports broadcast schedule for this weekend. Tonight, we'll have high school football on the air, Jamestown 107.1, and our Jamestown 107.1 Sports YouTube page as the Blue Jays host Dickinson from Hanson Stadium. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., we've got University of Jamestown football as the Jimmies take on Doan for homecoming. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, you can always find us at NewsDakota.com.